The NCAA Division I basketball tournament field is set, with Kentucky considered the top team in the field of 68. NPR's Mike Pesca is here. He sent us a note saying he's here to break down the brackets, which sounds a little threatening, Mike.
This is what they pay me to do, so break I must.
Okay, good morning. In addition to Kentucky, the number one seeds are Syracuse, North Carolina, Michigan State. Any surprises for you?
Yeah, no, those are great teams. You may have noticed they've all won the NCAA tournament in the past 14 or so years. They're all excellent schools, and I have no complaints with the number one seeds. The last of the number ones, Michigan State, they won their conference tournament. They beat Ohio State to win the Big Ten. Well, the 10 teams doesn't really describe how many teams are actually in that conference.
Give or take, yeah, I know. Couple. Anyway.
So, but the thing is, all of three other teams, Kentucky, Syracuse, and North Carolina, did end their regular season, or at least their conference tournaments, with a loss. So that might tell you two things. That might tell you either they're vulnerable, or that might tell you that those teams are so good they could lose their conference tournament and still get a number one seed. I think they are, in fact, very quality schools.
Of course, the NCAA tournament, a lot of the excitement is further down, some of the lower seeds, and looking to see whether they do well. But there, of course, there are some teams that got disappointed, got left out here.
Yes, although since the tournament expanded to 68 teams, those ones whose bubble burst, so to speak, I mean, most of them are teams with a dozen losses or 11 losses. Teams like Northwestern, who had a fine season and you root for the perennial underdog, but they really only had one quality win over a good team. Washington in a similar situation. If there is one team that can complain, I think it's maybe Drexel, because Drexel has only lost two games since December. Their problem is they didn't play a very tough schedule, but the wrinkle there is, for a smaller school like Drexel, it's hard to schedule some of these big guys to get the good teams on the schedule. It's a little bit of a conundrum. I would have liked to seen the selection committee maybe taken a flyer on the Dragons.
Well, I'm crushed that Morehead State, my alma mater, not there. I'm glad that the Indiana teams did pretty well. But is there a team that you think could really could come from nowhere and win a few games?
Well, people know about Wichita State because they had such a good regular season, but they aren't in a power conference, and their mascot is a piece of wheat, which is criticized. Wooshock is an anthropomorphized piece of wheat, and Jay Billis on ESPN says that's a reason to pick against them in the first round, but I totally disagree. I think a piece of wheat, you know, is something to strike fear into the hearts of VCU, the Rams. I think a living anthropomorphized piece of wheat is good for 2 or 3 points, so I like the Shockers. Other teams from relative obscurity, and some of these teams I really like, but they got bad draws. Belmont is to play Georgetown in the first round. I think Belmont's a great team, and Memphis is a number 8 seed. If they win their first game, they'll play Michigan State, but Memphis has a lot of good things to recommend them.
I think people will be frozen. I'm trying to play basketball, and they're trying to remember how to pronounce anthropomorphized. I mean, they'll be frozen in place. They won't get anywhere.
Well, the people rooting on Harvard and Vanderbilt in that game, they'll at least know it. That's the highest SAT scores in the first round of this tournament.
Okay, so who's going to win this thing, Mike Pesca?
If I had to guess, I'd say Kentucky, but if I really want to be a lot of fun, let's take Wichita to win it all. What the heck?
That sounds very anthropomorphological. Mike, thanks very much.
Fear the wheat.
NPR's Mike Pesca.